This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Seven after the hour, the DJV experience. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, all of us, hopefully, are your friends. I know these ladies are my friends. You can follow us on Twitter at DJV Show. Jennifer Horn at Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan at On Air Victoria, Kara Schillen at C Schillen, Doug Steffen at Doug Steffen. Find us on Facebook.com/DJV Show, where you will see some interesting pictures of young Miles. Miles is at it with Gramps a number of different ways. So that we put this, always people like to see these things, like pictures of Charlotte or picture of the farm people. And I appreciate the fact that all of us have a place in your life, and you like to see things that are going on in our lives. So I'm looking forward to when Victoria gets married, have all the pictures posted at DJV Show from the wedding. Got to have a few pictures at least, right?
Okay.
Yeah,
really. Okay.
2 weeks from, 2 weeks from this weekend, Victoria gets married. Yep, 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 yep. So the whole business about us being friends, that is Victoria, you and Kara and Jennifer and I, and the fact that we're part of a family, because so many of you like to interact with us, it's kind of cool. I'm very happy now that we have the ability to really expand so that you can't just, it isn't just listening on the radio when you have a moment. You can listen to all of the stuff at Doug Steffen now. Go to TuneIn Radio. There are about 13 different channels that are full-time channels for Doug Steffen stuff at TuneIn Radio. But there is the archive. If you go to TuneIn Radio and just put in Doug Steffen, you'll get the archives. You'll get a program from yesterday, last week, last month, last year. I don't know why you'd want to go back a year, but they have them anyway. But the stuff that's going on day to day, if you go to TuneIn Radio on your mobile device, search for Doug Steffen now, and you can hear excerpts or parts of or the whole show if you want. It gets repeated every time it cycles through one of its courses, then it repeats again. So it's all through the day and through the night. You can pick up an hour here or an hour there as you would like. That's kind of cool. And then also Blog Talk Radio, Doug Steffen and Friends, or the Good Day Podcast. You can pick up some of the specialty things that we do, whether it's on home improvement or your pets or better the way of better taking care of yourself through healthy motivation. All that stuff is there at Blog Talk. So two different ways at least. And there's a ton of others. Stitcher Radio has things, GCN, Genesis Radio, CRN, Digital.com, Radio America, it's all over the place. So help yourself. We are all friends. And that brings me around to a study that's out today about friendship. How much time do you spend with your friends? As you're getting older, Victoria, do you find yourself spending more time, less time, or about the same time as you always used to with your friends, your close friends, the ones that are near and dear, you have respect and love for, is that how you define friendship? Is it, would you say that if you have respect and love for a person, that that would equal friendship, or can you be friends without having maybe respect and love?
No, I mean, not for me. Yeah.
I don't know about love, but it depends on how you define love, but yeah.
Sure. I feel really fortunate. We have our little group of friends that we see pretty much every weekend. And and my best girlfriend, who's also my maid of honor, she's actually taking me out tonight for a little bachelorette fest. So I'm lucky that she lives in the city and I get to see her a lot, too. So I think it's probably about the same or even maybe more I see my friends now.
Really?
As we get older.
What about you, Kara? And how many would you describe as close friends? How many people do you see daily or weekly?
Well, I would say my roommate I would consider to be one of my best friends, and so obviously I see her pretty much every day.
Did you know her before you moved in with her?
We actually lived together. We met each other in college, and we lived together for a few years in college, and then we spent a little time apart, and then we moved back together. So, you know, there are certain people that are really good for traveling with or living with, and then, you know, you have other friends that you wouldn't get along that well with traveling. So we work really well together living. But I would probably see my other friends, I don't know. I have a relatively small group of really close friends. I probably see them once a week, maybe once every 2 weeks. It depends how busy everyone is because, you know, you all have different lives and different jobs and different schedules. Mm-hmm. But I try to do things on the weekend, whether it's just, you know, going to their house or going out to, I don't know, a bar for drinks or kayaking or, you know, this weekend I'm going camping with a bunch of friends. So
that'll be fun.
Yeah. It's nice to have, and
I mean, I don't camp, but I would imagine it would be fun.
Yeah, I don't know, and I have different, I don't know about you, Victoria, but I have different groups of friends kind of for different things, so I definitely have some friends who are more like partiers who I would go out to the bar or go out dancing or something with, and then I have other friends that it's more fun just to kind of sit around and play board games with, so.
You obviously have woodsy friends if you're going camping with them, too.
Yeah. So, the reason I'm focused on this is because there's a new study that finds some very interesting things about spending time with friends. And as the suggestion, time is important, so maybe we have less of it as we get older. But it doesn't mean, according to this study, that close companionship is any less important. And this is to our well-being. This is a very, very interesting, high-grade study on comfort and companionship. More important than sex, more important than money, more important than anything to your health, to your physical, emotional health. This study suggests that the friends that you have in your close inner circle have a greater impact on anything and everything when it comes to your well-being than family does. Friends are more important than family, according to the research at Michigan State University. They have two separate yet related studies. They are looking at empirical values of friendship and find that, I think this is fascinating. That
I think
without
it's so true. Without, I mean, I don't even know the details yet, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, without friendship, your life has less meaning, you feel less important, you feel less good about yourself. And again, there's a sort of comfort feature here. I don't know how else to describe it. I'm looking at the study and trying to synthesize it as I'm reading it on the air. But basically what it says and what it suggests very clearly is that if you don't have friends that you spend quality time with, you will have a miserable life. That's pretty much what this thing is suggesting. And, you know, a lot of people place emphasis on sexual relationships with people, you know, especially the opposite sex. You like that attraction and you get the goodies from it. But then when it gets down to the bottom line, that isn't what keeps you together. It's important in many instances, but it's not what keeps you together. What keeps you together is whether you have respect for the person, whether you have love. And that's defined, I think, a little bit. I'm looking down through the sort of reading between the lines. It's, you know, we think of love always as lust, or I think a lot of people think as love. Love and lust are the same, and they can be, but love lasts longer than that. And you both have said that in terms of your own friends. I don't know whether either of you have really solid, strong boy friends who are not lovers?
I do. Two of my best friends from college are guys. And I don't know how to explain. There's just this, like, fondness there. And I think that's when you can see the difference between love and lust, is it's just this feeling of pride whenever they do something really well, or just excitement at getting to see them. But it's not in a sexual way. And I know that everybody always says, oh, well, you know,
men and women can't be friends. That's not true.
I don't think that's true. And as long as you have a respect for each other as people, then I think it's plenty easy to be friends with the opposite sex.
Yeah. I mean, our gang is pretty much all couples. And so I'm friends with all of my you know, girlfriends, partners, the guys or girls or whatever. So, yeah, I think it's...
But do you have separate friends who are guys that are not friends with Lewis that you've known and you would consider your close friends? Could you have that... and still have, would Lewis understand?
Well, they're gay, so I don't know if that counts. But they're now all friends with Lewis, too, because we've, you know, I've brought Lewis into, I have a larger friend circle than Lewis does, so he's kind of been, he has sort of melded into my group, and so now we're all equally friends, so I don't have any, I don't really know that that would be a healthy thing to have, like, separate friends of the opposite sex that you're hanging out with that your partner isn't friends with too. I don't know that I would like that. I don't think that Lewis would think that was appropriate either.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if I like that either. You know, and just because you're keeping them completely separate, I don't know if that, you know, if it's healthy to have any relationships that are just completely separate, isolated, that, you know, your partner is not allowed to know or be friends with. Like, even if they're not best friends, I think it would be good if they're friendly.
It leads to suspicion and mistrust.
Yeah. But the thing about that study that you read, Doug, that is interesting is the family versus the friends thing.
Yeah,
that aspect is interesting.
Yep.
And that's so true because you get to choose your friends, and you choose your friends based on, you know, and
is there a suggestion about your partner's family that sort of inveigles itself into this conversation?
It certainly is top of mind, but, you know.
I think it's good and healthy for your self-worth to have other people who are not necessarily obligated to love you because they're related to you, who still, you know, respect you and choose to hang out with you just because they like you for who you are as a person. I think it's, I don't know, it's good to have people like that in your life.
And I'm also thinking in terms of, like, if family has to sort of be there, like Kara said, and your friends, you choose them and they choose you, and I think that you treat your friends sometimes better than you treat your family, because sometimes family members take each other for granted.
You have to be a friend to have a friend, however, I believe that's
absolutely
true. How many times do you hear me refer to being a friend? A friend is a friend to the end, learning how to spell it. So, great food for thought. Think about your friendships today. 19 past the hour. Think about if you're a business person, I have this list here that goes on page after page after page of people who are using the help of ZipRecruiter.com. Marathon Oil, Hyundai, Baxter International, Palm Beach Cruises, let's see here, Sunland Productions, American... Airlines, Regency, the Coors Company. I go through the names. I could spend the whole time talking about ZipRecruiter, just giving you references. But I know a lot of smaller companies, including me, in my company, on the farm. I haven't used it for the radio end, but I've used it for the farm end. And you can find, whatever your business, the right employee, if you're hiring, by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Why would you use the /DJV? Because through our deal, ZipRecruiter has agreed to make your first experience free if you're using ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. So you want to find a new recruit? ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use dashboard is the standard of the industry. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You screen them, you rate them, and you manage them. That simple, bing, bang, boom. So if you want the most qualified job candidates in the quickest possible time, no matter what size your business, use ZipRecruiter. Use what everybody else uses. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. It is free, free, free on the first outing. All right? Zip. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. I wonder where they got that. Wow. Oonga bunga. I would spend a moment talking about the passing of Adnan Khashoggi. Remember him, the arms dealer?
I do not.
Oh, he is a bad guy. And Roger Smith, who was in 77 Sunset Strip, married to Ann Margaret, he died as well. 21 past the hour.
Hi. hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Throwback Thursday time, 24 past the hour. Yes, every Thursday, take a five-minute musical retrospective of the top five songs from a particular year that was cool in pop music history. And in honor of Woodstock being named an historic landmark this week, we go back to this week in 1969, a little before Woodstock, but the organization certainly was going on at this point in 1969. And this is a group that was important to that sound, that era. First song for Creedence Clearwater Revival, it went to number one. This week happened to be number five. It's Bad Moon Rising. Unmistakable sound, isn't it, CCR?
Love that sound.
Yeah, that's a good sound. This is an ear in pop.
He still
music.
Sounds
I
like that.
It. Yeah, right.
His voice still sounds amazing.
Heavy, like heavy and,
yeah.
And bright, strong. This was in the peak of my, I'd say the peak years for my DJing were 71, 72, 73, and 74 before I went in to talk. But I was playing this music on a station in Providence at the time when these things were, this is a great year for music, actually. All right, so we go from number five to number four. This is a song no one can ever forget. It's kind of like Pharrell Williams. In a way, the song about being happy. This is Edwin Hawkins with Dorothy Combs Morrison in the lead here. Oh, happy day. Who doesn't remember? I get goosebumps every time I hear this song. Crank it up there, right? Great. A stand in attention when you hear this. This actually was recorded in the church. You didn't know that. Everybody heard this song before? Carrie, you've heard this song before, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't have been able to tell you the singer of it or the name of the song is easy. But, yeah, I mean, you could tell that it's in a church. It sounds just like it.
Sounds cool, yeah.
It's very, very nicely done. And you wouldn't find something like this making it on the charts today for whatever the reason, because there's not enough commercialism to it. This is just, I mean, you can see.
Maybe on gospel charts.
Yeah,
you
okay.
Never know.
Yeah, that's right. We don't pay that much attention as much as we might. I love gospel
right.
music. This is the time, I think 69 was the first year Elvis recorded a gospel album as well. One of the things that he sold, actually, people don't know this, he sold almost as many gospel albums as he did pop albums. He was that
wow.
popular in that circle.
You know, speaking of which, I know Reba just had that entire album that had a lot of gospel
yeah.
music in it, so I wonder
yeah.
how that's doing yeah. on the country charts.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to check it out. All right, let's keep moving. Number three this week in 1969 belonged to the Friends of Distinction. It sounds dated, but yet it's so cool to be able to listen to this is a studio group for RCA. Grazing in the Grass. Drag it up, please, Kevin.
In the grass,
can you dig it? I love it.
But really was, this an interesting week for music, an interesting era. Softer song from the pop charts, group is called Mercy, Love Can Make You Happy, number two this week. Memorable song. Love can make you happy if you find somebody who cares. And then the number one song was there for 5 weeks in a row. The fifth Beatle is on this with the Beatles. Billy Preston and Get Back, Mojo. Break it up, please, camera. It's John.
Get back, Jojo.
No, that's Paul. So, Get Back, Jojo. And he and Billy Preston were great friends. That's how Preston, this is Preston with him playing the guitar and doing his thing. So, top five songs this week, 1969, 28 after the hour.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
Greta is a drill instructor.
On your feet and negotiate this obstacle.
Yes, ma'am.
When it comes to training lean, mean, fighting machines, she doesn't mess around.
I do not have all day, people.
But in her free time, Greta's an amazing poet, and she knows it.
The green grass, it whispers to me like an ancient firefly.
Look at her throw those verses with confidence. But when it comes to getting a mortgage, Greta's less confident.
A little help here?
Fortunately for Greta, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so she can understand the details and know she's getting the right mortgage.
My confidence. It's returned like a jealous lover on a rainy night.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And MLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Staples knows that when the leave-behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Oh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022. Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Back again, more moments of memory and conversation, the DJV way. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen will be joined by Dr. Jeff Werber in a moment. He's going to give us some tips to show your pet you care. This is National Pet Appreciation Week. If you did not know that, see, we are up on top of all of those stories. So you'll have what you need to have, information from him, in a matter of moments. I have a question that I saw this and I wrote next to it, why? Florida becoming the first state to issue what's essentially a birth certificate to women who have miscarriages.
This is an interesting one.
Something that's popular among both Democrats and Republicans. I don't know. Is it popular? I don't give a damn about whether the Republicans and Democrats like it. I want to know what women think about it. The National Organization of Women seems to be against it. But, you know, in Florida, all kinds of interesting things. I say interesting with quotation marks around it. We are heard on WMEL, which pretty much gets up and down. The signal is so powerful now, we can be heard from Jacksonville all the way down to Miami on that radio station. So I wonder what people in Florida and plenty of stations inland as well think about Governor Scott signing a bill titled the Grieving Families Act that allows the state to issue certificates of non-viable birth. Why? What is this? What is this?
You know, I can kind of see both sides of this.
Women's pregnancies end after 20 weeks?
What's yeah. The,
why?
So apparently this started because the guy who sponsored the bill, he's a, I guess,
Bob
he's a Republican,
Cortez.
I think. His wife works in a hospital and I guess works with doing grief counseling of people who, you know, have a miscarriage. And she, apparently this came about because she was noticing a lot of women wanted to have some sort of a recognition that they lost a child. So I understand that completely, that if you want that, it's not, I don't think it's mandatory, but I think it's available. Now, from now on. So if that's something that a family feels they want to have, and then also a death certificate and, you know, a burial and things like that, then I totally understand that. On the other side of it, some Planned Parenthood was kind of in the middle on this one. They didn't really say a whole lot. The National Organization of Women were very against this, saying it seemed like it was one step further into limiting reproductive rights for women. So if that is the case, I mean, even though this guy has vehemently denied that this has anything to do with reproductive rights, I don't know. We'll have to see where it goes next. But I do understand. I mean, if you suffer a loss like that, that's a huge loss. So if families
so
want that level of recognition, I understand
that. All right. Okay. Thank you. I needed some clarification myself on it. A couple of items of interest for those of you who are big travelers and like to fly. Let's see. We can take a shot at both American and United today. Yesterday, a classical musician was denied access to her flight out of Kansas City. The airline, you know, these people. Well, after all of this, how can they continue to be this clueless?
Right?
My God, they are so tone deaf. A United Airlines supervisor barred this lady, whose name is Jennifer Carella. She's a Venezuelan. She was barred by a supervisor from boarding a plane with her violin. Now, United says it was a mistake and they're trying to fix it. But she missed her flight. She didn't get to her job that she needed. She needed to perform. She's 33 years old. She's from Memphis. She had the confrontation in Houston.
Did she make it through security?
She got through security. Member of a symphony orchestra. She had a fare that, according to the rules on United's website, doesn't let passengers stow luggage in the overhead bin.
What?
Exception
what
is
fare
allowed
is that?
For musical instruments. Well, there's this new fare that you can buy cheap. I've never seen it. I wouldn't buy it, but you can't bring any luggage on board if you have this cheap fare. You can't bring anything on. We got to pay for it if you want it. And she didn't know it. She didn't understand it. Anyway, United refunded her airfare, discussed the matter with employees in Houston, reached out. But it's just that they are, that if you work for, you got to know what's going on in the company. So why would you be that arbitrary and that stupid given all the negative publicity? So as soon as headquarters heard about it, at least, you know, but it just shows you they are so big, they can't get through.
It just seems frustrating in so many of these situations. It feels like the people who are working at the desk should just be able to talk and communicate with the people who are trying to get on the plane to work the problem out instead of just barring someone from getting on. And it just feels like no one's able to talk the issue out and work it out in person anymore.
And this is, by the way, her violin this is worth like millions of dollars. There was sort of a the woman at the gate was so damn clueless. She's trying to take the violin away from this woman, which is a 17th century violin that's almost priceless. And they're fighting over it at the stand. I mean, that's how clueless these people are. It just makes you wonder what in the name of God is going through their minds. All right, so here's another one. And this will make you talk to yourself. If the last one doesn't make you talk to yourself, this one's going to make you talk to yourself. So at American Airlines, I think this was out of Palm Beach, no, Miami, a trip from Miami to Vegas. A double amputee was placed under arrest after they mistook his walk for that of being drunk.
So now he's
suing America. His lower legs were amputated following a car accident. He claims American failed to provide him with a wheelchair because they said, there's nothing wrong with you, you're drunk. He arrived for a trip from Miami to Vegas. He asserts that American's actions resulted in a series of events that eventually got him thrown off the plane and arrested because the flight crew couldn't distinguish between him being disabled and being intoxicated. So his lawsuit, which was filed in Miami yesterday, accuses American of brutish misconduct. If they have any brains at all, they'll be writing a check to him today and hope this goes away.
Oh, man.
He says, listen to this. Says the flight attendant wouldn't help him stow his prosthetics in an overhead bin. She refused to help him with his task, saying that the airline regulations don't allow her to handle any luggage. Well, how many times do you see flight attendants?
That's such crap.
Of course it is. So when the plane took off, he asked for some ice water or aspirin to soothe his legs, and she said, we can't give aspirin on the plane. And then he made his way to the back of the plane and asked another attendant for water, but he's on his knees, crawling
Oh, my God.
So everybody on the plane is a witness to this. And then the stewardess that was giving him a hard time up front says he was drunk because of the way he walked. I find this kind of stuff, it is, and again, it's a tribute to how big these airlines are and how they don't know how to run them. They can't run them. They're just so dysfunctional. The American said in a statement yesterday, they're committed to providing a positive and safe travel experience to all of our customers. We're looking into the concerns raised by Mr. Manella. Again,
I mean,
the only thing I'm on their side with
is they shouldn't give out aspirin. That's the only thing that I think she did that was correct. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I can't my mouth is agape. I cannot even understand.
So use the expression tone deaf doesn't even fit. Yeah, it just is amazing. All right, let's get to Dr. Werber and celebrate Pet Appreciation Week next year on the DJV Experience.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Napa Know-How.
Ever wish you could have your own walk-up music? Napa has the rugged Bluetooth speaker on sale for $29.99. It's portable and waterproof, which means you can play walk-up music anywhere. Showing up to a party? Walk-up music. Doing a sweet cannonball? Walk-up music. The rugged Bluetooth speaker at Napa for $29.99 makes everything cooler. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 6/30/17.
Plus size fashion lovers, this is the sale you've been waiting for. Most everything you need or want for summer is on sale now at Catherine's Plus Sizes. It's the semi-annual sale featuring our lowest prices of the season, happening now in stores and online. Save on bras, panties, shorts, capris, dresses, and tops in sizes 0X to 5X at Catherine's Plus Sizes. Stock up on fashion bras and panties in our newest colors, prints, and styles. Buy two bras, get one free. And buy three panties, get three free. Plus, save on select summer tanks and tees in bright summer colors and prints, starting at just $19.99. So don't wait. Update your summer wardrobe for a whole lot less at the semi-annual sale at Catherine's Plus Sizes and online at Catherine's.com. Visit Catherine's.com for locations. Catherine's, we fit you beautifully.
The forecast today is for skin itch and irritation, because with warm weather like this comes all sorts of bug bites and rashes. The best way to be prepared? With the power of 10. Cortisone 10, the any itch cream that brings fast-acting, long-lasting relief. Relief that lasts 10 full hours. So let's revise that forecast, because with Cortisone 10, your day is looking a whole lot better. That's the power of 10. Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
All right, 47 past the hour. We have a problem with Dr. Werber, so I'm not sure what we're going to do about that. I was looking forward to having a chat with him. But listen, every once in a while, a technical problem happens, and so you move on. Actually, a couple of items from the food news department, although I have to tell you, the conversation in this break between the three of us, Kara and Victoria and I, we cannot believe how I use the term tone deaf, and I used a couple of other expressions that I can't use on the air. That these people are that stupid that they can be that, it's like a bad movie. Imagine this 17th century priceless violin that this woman has, and she's a classical musician. It turns out, I just Googled her, she's really quite well known in that circle. So she's a guest performer with the whatever symphony orchestra it is she's going to rehearse with, and they're arguing and pulling, and she says, I'm going to take this with me on the plane. And the woman at the desk says, no, she's trying to pull it away from her. The visual alone is enough to make you crazy. And then, on top of that, the visual of this guy, the amputee, crawling down the aisle because the stewardess won't give him some water and ice. My God. All right, anyway. Food news. There are five places on the planet which have the highest percentage of people who live to a healthy and happy 100 years of age. They're called the Blue Zones. And the secrets of living in these are the diet. What people in the Blue Zones eat. No matter where they live, these foods are very important. Maybe you use this. There's wild dandelions. I don't know how you can... we have dandelions here a lot in the lawn. Boil them like spinach. Times more antioxidants than red wine. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Dandelion greens are great. So you can cook them that way. Dandelion tea is really becoming popular now in a lot of, like, you know,
rice,
holistic stores. That's important.
Beans. Let's see. What else? These are all things in common. People don't eat meat or fish. They never touch alcohol or cigarettes. They live to be 7 to 10 years older than the rest of us. And these are people following these diets in America. So there's some food for thought. What should you do when it's time to start feeding your toddler solid foods? How do you get started? Most importantly, what are the best foods, the best first foods? Let's find out from Gail Humphrey.
It is an exciting milestone, but it also comes with many questions. As many moms struggle with all the possible options and various opinions, registered dietitian Sylvia Melendez-Klinger has tips based on the latest research.
When selecting a first food, moms should focus on three qualities. Nutrient density. These are foods that are low in sugar and rich in multiple nutrients. Texture consistency. A variety of soft and smooth textures are best. And flavor profile. Foods that have low to moderate sweet and salty flavor to avoid early preferences for sweet foods.
Sylvia recommends fresh avocados as an ideal first food for toddlers.
Soft, neutrally flavored, and nutrient rich, avocados appear to be one of the most ideal first foods available. The naturally good fats are known to be important for a toddler's normal growth and development of the central nervous system and brain.
Remember to check with your pediatrician before introducing new foods. For more information, including toddler food recipes with avocado, visit loveonetoday.com. Spokesperson is a paid expert on behalf of Love One.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenics.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321321.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Nobody's going to remember this theme, but it was the theme to what is one of my all-time favorite action flicks, because I'm such a fan of Sean Connery, but actually quite like Nicolas Cage in a number of his creative roles, and this was a very good role for him, he and Sean Connery in The Rock, which, believe it or not, goes back almost 20 years, 1998, the release of this flick. All right, so Chucker obviously has a tribute to Nicolas Cage in his mind, or something along that line. What do you have for us, Chucker?
You know, this popped in my head yesterday because I read a press release that Nicolas Cage is going to star in some sort of revenge thriller for an up-and-coming director by an independent studio, and it made me realize that, you know, this guy used to have a really good career and was very appealing. I loved his pairing with Sean Connery in The Rock. It was directed by Michael Bay, who now does all these Transformers movies. But other than, you know, if you take throw Die Hard out of the mix, I'd argue The Rock is the best action movie made in the last 20 years. It's a tremendously entertaining movie. But the funny thing about Nicolas Cage, I don't know the entire story, but evidently he had a major tax issue with the IRS, and his last almost 25 films have gone straight to DVD. They've been low budget.
Money straight to the IRS, just like Willie Nelson when he had to sell all those albums. The money went right to the IRS to take care of his problem.
The only studio movie that I think he's had a part in the last 3 years was Oliver Stone's Snowden movie. He had a role in that. But they keep speculating. You asked me off the air about the National Treasure franchise that he did over at Disney. There's been talk about reviving it, but... Yeah. You know, the problem is with some of these actors, when you start doing too many movies that go straight to DVDs, I don't think the casting directors want to put you in a high-profile movie.
I may argue, and I'm not the expert here, you are, but I would argue that because it does, I mean, look at all the people, you and I have talked about this, the people that are big-time stars that are doing these, like Richard Gere did three films, got paid $3 million bucks a piece for them this past year. They were... Not big films, but he was good in all of them.
No,
I saw them all.
Did,
I thought they were
Dinner. He did Dinner, and he did Norman.
Norman.
Even Bruce Willis has done like almost 10 movies straight to DVD in the last few years.
Yeah.
Which he is a guy, John McClane in Die Hard. It's sort of fascinating. I'd like to know the backstory on how all this plays out. You know, I just want to point out. Yesterday, you gave away a major spoiler. To Wonder Woman. You should not be doing that. And it harkened back to 97 when Titanic came out. You said on the air that the ship sank. I mean, you can't be doing that stuff.
Just because I said that Chris Pine's character died at the end of the movie?
Stop! Don't do it again, Doug. No one has seen this movie yet. People are going to turn on us.
I think when Nicholson came out in Hoffa, you went on the air and said Jimmy Hoffa died. You can't be doing that.
I did. What a horrible ending to that movie, too. All right. That was actually, that's a very, Danny DeVito, there's memorable performances.
Yeah.
That was a memorable, there's another movie that was very memorable, I thought. All right, anyway, so as I don't annoy the ladies who are on the air with me, Chuck, I'll keep quiet and you can give us some more movie news, please.
TV news, you'll tell me what you think of this. Fox has canceled 24 Legacy with star Corey Hawkins, but they do have plans about keeping the series going in a different format. What basically that means is you're just going to go with another star. Personally,
it worked well. It worked well. It was good. But he was not memorable like Kiefer is. And somehow or other,
I need to inveigle
Kiefer Sutherland back into this somehow.
But with Designated Survivor being renewed, I don't think that's going to happen.
But it's only, you know, it's 22 episodes. Yeah. They can do, there are a lot of stars. I saw on Marvel's Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. last night, the kid who's in Suits that plays the younger member of the team.
Uh-huh.
You know that, if you haven't seen that show, that's a great show. He's a superhero with a cape on. And one of these, and I mean, I looked at him twice, I had to think, wait a minute, that's the same guy from Suits. So these people that are...
I just think the contract Sutherland has with ABC, I'd be very surprised if they let him do it. But here's my opinion, and I almost got to take this to the bank. They're going to go, and I think it's a great idea, they're going to go with a female lead in 24,
Well, bring back the woman there was that woman who was his assistant.
Yvonne Stravinsky, who paired up with Sutherland in the last season.
Yeah.
She's currently filming the next Predator movie. I like her a lot. She's also on
They need
Dexter,
to bring back Mary Lynn, too. Mary, the character of Chloe. They could certainly bring her back. That would bring the young...
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.